what got his ass now?
Do I have to be fast on the track?
I hate that guy.
This race could change the rest of your life.
Those absolute clowns are at 15BMX.com.
Go on, do my best, and whatever happens, like, it's good.
My butt all got stretched a little bit.
I got a tight little butt.
Look, I'm about to light this shit up.
Coffee Chatter Live, where are you guys at? Oh, Canada! Coming out of the answer tent right now. Pop Dog, Millionaire! Let's make some noise, Tory Nighthawk! Whoa!
Joe 212, 2023 World Champs Recap, August 15th, 2023. We're live on YouTube. We got a lot of shit to cover today, James.
You sound fantastic, dude. That was clear and crisp coming through. What a way to start it off.
I sound fantastic. My setup's dialed at home. We're ready to go. Got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Romain Mayu, Bethany Schriever, world champions. I got to say, hats off to Team Coffee Chatter because we called both winners.
Incredible. Dude, between the two of us, we nailed it.
We did nail it. And man, it was good racing to watch. Congratulations to both of them. We'll get into it a bit here. But first, we got to thank our presenting sponsor of the show, ProGate Europe. Winning starts at the Great Gate. Romain and Beth, both fantastic starters out of lane one, too.
Guess what gate they practice on? It's not a coincidence they practice on a ProGate Europe. Like, come on. They do it.
It's
you
not
can
some
do
janky
it.
Ass gate. It's not a janky ass gate. They're practicing on ProGate Europe day in and day out, and they're world champion. It's just, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, there's no denying facts. That is the thing. Facts are facts. You could be part of the facts if you just went to your track and said, hey, we need a ProGate Europe. It's not that hard to do these days.
It's really not. Especially, you know, my last clinic.
Go on.
No, go ahead. Sorry, I jumped the gun.
I was going to say, I'm just saying, like, these tracks these days, I mean, everyone, you know, there's more funding for these sports, for BMX around the world these days, mm-hmm. to the cities. People want people staying active, being on bikes, going to pump tracks, going to BMX tracks. So you can get a gate. Your track can get a gate.
A lot of tracks get good funding from cities. It's interesting talking to a lot of different track operators around the country and in Canada. It's like, some tracks get a lot of support from the city and some don't get shit. It's crazy.
Others just absolutely struggle and they're just like have no communication or any support from the
it's
city.
Some like they're kind of they get the land but they're on their own for everything, and some get like huge funding from the city. Yeah. It's so interesting how it works. It seems like, so like if you have a relationship with the mayor or he likes you or BMX, you'd be like, oh yeah, cool, here's $100,000 for the year. Yeah. And if he doesn't care, then he just won't give you anything.
They just won't respond to the emails.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like whatever they feel like funding, they'll just fund. Yeah, and just otherwise just yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it's fine, cool, you figure it on your own.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jackass.
Yeah. Last clinics for 2023 are coming up. I'll be at UConn BMX and Sand Springs BMX this coming this weekend. So yeah, I'll be at Oklahoma City at UConn Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday, Tuesday, I'll be at Sand Springs in Tulsa. So looking forward to coaching in Oklahoma for the first time. You can still register through the track at their Square site if you'd like to be in either clinic. I checked the weather for Oklahoma this weekend. In Oklahoma City this week, it's gonna be 107 on Sunday.
107.
It's gonna be a hot.
Oh boy, that's brutal. It's
time for a lot of otter pops and freezies.
Tracks should just provide free freezies on days when it's that hot. Like that's just incredible. Holy.
It's gonna be freezy central. But looking forward to being in Oklahoma this weekend.
What's your color freezy? What's your go to?
Oh, it's tough. I like the pink one, watermelon, or the blue raspberry one.
Blue's the best. Yeah, pink's great. White's awesome.
I know we don't do free ads, but have you had the BioSteel electrolyte drinks?
Dude, yeah, they're so good.
They are fucking electric, aren't they?
Unbelievable how they fit so much sweetness into just a small amount of powder.
Holy crap. And they're so good for hydration. When I was in Ontario and heat and humidity, I was drinking them nonstop. They're excellent.
Dude, the blue raspberry, delicious. Watermelon, delicious. Mango, fantastic. It's just, they're all so good.
And I think they're sugar-free too. They use stevia leaf instead too, which is cool.
You think that's really better, dude? Do you think there's other shit they're putting in to make it so they can say it's not sugar?
Stevia leaf is a natural leaf. So it's it's not man-made like aspartame or something.
I mean, if they just put straight sugar in, isn't that natural? Where does sugar come from?
If it's like white sugar, it's refined. They refine it. Refine it. It's not good.
You don't think they do anything to the stevia leaf to, you know, refine it?
No idea.
Okay, because I just feel like everything's a new trend and it's just like, oh, this is way better, but it just sounds better. I don't know.
I think the stevia leaf is better because it's natural, but I have a hard time believing they just pick the leaf and put it in there. Like, obviously, they're going to do something. They're going to harvest it somehow.
Yeah,
they're going to. Yeah, it's not like the greatest. No.
What's the thing in a Diet Coke now these days that now they're saying it's like
aspartame? I think it's aspartame.
Is it aspartame? Terrible. Okay, that is it. Yeah.
Or like sucralose. Those are probably worse than sugar, I think.
Yeah. But people say it tastes different. Is that true? I'm not a carbonated drink guy, so I don't drink them.
I mean, I have no idea because I don't really drink diet. I don't really drink pop in general, but I don't drink diet anything.
I only ever see you drink a Coke. That's why I said I don't. Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. Clinics. That's exciting. Woo.
Yeah. Last two of the year. So it's been a busy last few months, but looking forward to it this weekend.
Hell yeah. I have a little dilemma right now. Just want your quick opinion. I'm working for two people in the Bay right now. One of them's an easy job. I get paid a good amount. One of them's a little tougher job. You know, I don't get paid as much. It's a little more dangerous, but the guy's really nice and he keeps wanting me to help him. But like the other lady also wants me to help her. I don't know how to tell this other guy that I'm just busy. Like, do I just tell him like I got an easier job that pays me more money that I'm just can't help you anymore, dude?
No problem. You just say, yeah, like I have another job going on. I can't commit to this job.
Yeah. Okay. I guess you got to say, okay. I
feel bad. People just like it. If you're straight up, like, don't be like, I mean, I was driving here and a fucking dog ran across the freeway and make up some story. You just fucking deer, bro.
this fucking deer, bro, jumped on the freeway.
Yeah. Don't you need some elaborate story? Just like, yeah, I got to have another job I committed to. And I just, unfortunately right now, I don't have the time to do your job as well. So whatever, something like that. And he'll be like, okay, cool. And he'll just go get someone else.
I just can't stand working for him, knowing that I'm working my ass off for less money than the other one where I'm just making way more money.
Yeah. You got to go, you know, you're a businessman. You got to go where you got to go.
At this point, you got to save energy where you can. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. So I had yet another interaction on an airplane. That was odd. I don't know what my fucking thing is this year, dude. I've had so many weird airplane situations.
I don't know what it is, but I love it, dude. Because I'm not flying right now, so I get the entertainment through you. It's fantastic.
I don't understand. So I'm flying Vancouver to San Diego yesterday, but Vancouver, LA, San Diego. So it's on my flight, my first flight. I get on the plane. I'm in like fucking, I think 17D.
Okay.
So I'm walking down the aisle. I'm on the left. Like walking down the aisle.
Yeah.
So there's not a whole lot of room in the bin above me. So I just put my two bags in the other bin, like directly across from my seat.
Right. Okay. Yeah. That's kind of normal, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Standard procedure. So I sit down in my seat, put my headphones in. I think I'm like listening to music or podcast or something. I think I'm listening to a podcast. Mm-hmm. Anyway. And then all of a sudden I see the guy across the aisle. I see him like talking, looking my way and kind of like trying to get my attention. So I look over and he's talking to me, trying to get my attention. So naturally take my headphones off. And he's like, hey man, are you good to switch seats? He's like, I see you put your bags up there. And because you put your bags up there, I can only fit one of my bag is up there and I have to put my bag on your side. So can we switch seats? And I'm just like, well, I prefer to sit. I was just like, I was in disbelief of what I was hearing. I had to pause for a second. I was like, well, no, I prefer to sit in my seat. Like, I don't think it's that big of a deal. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
I think that's exactly what I said. I think I prefer to sit in my seat. I really don't. This is what I said. I said, I really don't think it matters.
Yeah.
And then he looked shocked. He's like, oh, okay. And then he starts saying, he's like, yeah, cause you know, you put your bags up here. So I couldn't put my second bag up here. So they're not together. And I just put my headphones back in, just sat there and he still kept trying to say something, but then I think he just realized or just like gave up on it. But in my mind, I'm like, why the fuck does that matter?
Dude, what the fuck?
Dude, I was in disbelief at what I was hearing. I know. Straight up lunatic, right?
Dude, Chris in the chat, he's like, he didn't want Tory shot. The guy probably listened to the podcast. He's like, dude, this Tory guy's got a bag. It's leaking water. I don't want to be dripped on this whole time. What a lunatic.
This is one of the oddest interactions I've had on an airplane. So then we land.
Yeah.
We land. I got a tight connection. We were delayed like an hour. So
okay.
Get my two bags, put my backpack on. I'm standing in the aisle. And then I have my roller bag, like just resting on the aisle.
Yeah.
So then there's not a whole lot of room. He proceeds to come out while I'm still standing there, kind of like shimmies his way to the hallway and like kind of pushes me to the side and starts bringing his bags down. And I'm like, okay, well, I mean, it's kind of annoying, but whatever.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he goes, can you move your suitcase? It's on my foot. And I look down and my suitcase is on his foot. And so I move it to be nice. But it's like, the only reason it was on your foot is because you put your foot there. Like, my bag was already there.
What the fuck?
So then I was like, I gotta fucking get away from this guy. This guy's a lunatic. So then, yeah, we deboard and never see him again.
What an absolute crazy person. How does a guy like that get through life when you mean to tell me your bag being, it's honestly, it's easier to see your bag when it's on the other side. You'd probably want it to be on the other side most of the time. Because then if somebody opens, you can see your bag. And if someone's touching, if you really care that much. What a crazy person.
What a weird guy.
Sorry, my bag, I have to sit under it. What do you mean you have to sit under your bag? Does it really matter? No.
I couldn't believe what I was hearing.
Holy smokes. I would have just given the whole ultimate eye roll. That's funny. You just put the headphones back on. Cool. Yeah, no.
Well, it's like, no, I prefer to sit where I'm sit. I prefer to sit in my seat. And like, I really don't think it matters. Like,
there's absolutely no reason.
I don't know what else to tell you. I don't know what else to tell you, man. It really doesn't matter.
Yeah. Like, unbelievable.
In my mind, I was thinking, well, if he persists, I can just be like, hey, do you like, we can just fucking switch the sides. Who cares?
Seriously though. You're both in the same goddamn seat, just on the other side, dude. Chill the fuck out.
It was unbelievable. Yeah. Another airport story.
When's your next flight?
This Friday.
Can't wait. Can't
wait. Dude, I know. Like, I'm going to meet some random dude again.
It's going to be awesome. I can't wait.
This can become a regular segment, Tori's airplane travels.
Seriously though. It probably will. Probably will.
Yeah.
So.
And you best believe me, I had my water bottle with me. I didn't put it in the overhead bin this time.
Oh, that dude, can you imagine that happened to that guy? It just starts spilling on him. Dude,
I was thinking that. I was thinking that would have been a nightmare.
It would have been bad. He really would have been ticked for not switching seats.
Oh, he would have been fucking pissed. Yeah.
Oh, that would have been bad.
All right. World championships. What a world this was. Let's start with the track. I think this was an excellent, like, proper world's track. Big, long, wide open. I think, speaking to a lot of the, after watching some of the amateur racing and speaking to a lot of my riders that were there, it tested you in every way. Like, a lot of jumps, you were forced to manual or jump, even if you kind of didn't want to, or, maybe you just didn't want to or couldn't really well. It still forced you to. And I think it tested the riders in every single way, challenge and elite.
Dude, 100% it did. Yeah. Yeah. It was technical. Like, it's a mix of like, I don't find the first straight wide open for the pros, but amateurs, it looked pretty like full on wide open because they're sprinting after that triple. Super techy around on both sides of the track on the second straight, like coming out of the turn, like the women and the amateurs getting into that second turn. Like, it looked kind of techy having to pull on, jump across, like that whole deal they were doing. Techy enough that, like, if you cased it, you're losing speed, you're ruining your last two straights. If somebody gets a good, they could blow by you. And then, yeah, obviously the last two straights, fantastic racing. Like, pretty much every class, I don't know about every race, but every class was having passes going down the third straight and or into the last turn and down the last turn. Like, it was awesome, dude.
Yeah, it was really good. I think, I think one of the better world track we've had in a while.
I think the turns were great. Like, I remember from riding there too, they're the exact same. They're great turns. Like, force you to carve, but you also can leave it open or you can protect it. And then you maybe struggle a little bit coming out. Like, it gives options for if you're in front or behind.
It's going to be interesting because next year in Rock Hill is kind of a complete different track than this one. Yeah. Like, especially for amateur racing, I think the US will probably dominate next year because it's more their style.
Yeah, probably true. Hey, like, although there's a couple bigger jumps now on the amateur sides of Rock Hill, I mean, really, it's nothing compared to it. Doesn't compare to the techie level at all. I wonder if they'll do any... Sorry, this isn't a Rock Hill show. I wonder if they'll do anything to the turns before the Worlds in Rock Hill next year.
What they should do is tear out the amateur start hill, make it half the size, and make the first jump like a deep double or camelback. You have to pedal manual and watch the US kids just fucking run train on the European kids.
Seriously though, right?
Yeah, they would. Seriously, they would. You give them that, they'll eat their lunch all day on the first straight.
That hill is ridiculous, honestly. That amateur hill is so steep and, like, pretty tall.
It's kind of not great.
No, I think it's silly. So,
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought it produced some great racing. Yeah, I was watching, like, some of the laps. It kind of, to be honest, it felt like all the top guys for a lot of the races made it through when they should have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even if you got balled up, you had so many opportunities to pass. You didn't even have to rush.
100%. Yeah. So that was cool.
The live feed was pretty good. I will say with the pros, it was kind of weird. The drone, I don't know if it was a drone down the third straight.
Yeah.
Was it a drone?
Yeah.
Not a fan of that. Didn't work.
we had some messages about that. I was talking to people about this. Like, I was going back and forth. I was like, so I only got the drone clips down the first straight, around the first turn, a little bit down the second straight, and then it would switch. At first, I was like, God damn, look at them go, like this high-tech drone footage. Like, this is cool. This is new. And then I started realizing they kept switching the cameras to a point where it's like, I couldn't keep up a little bit. So I didn't know if I was a super fan of it, but I also think people could have loved it. It could go both ways. Like, it was so different that it's like, some people might be like, this is what the riders see. Like, this is sick.
It got old real quick, in my opinion. I was watching one of the men's semis, and it's like, you couldn't even really see the action in the top four. It was kind of too far away. I like the fact that they're trying stuff, but I don't think it works. I think, honestly, the simple side angle is just the best.
It's not, you don't need to reinvent the wheel.
Like, you don't need to reinvent the wheel. You really don't. The side view is just, you can't go wrong with it.
I get frustrated when there's too many cuts from the video camera. Like, just let me watch what I'm watching. Cause when you cut, then it's like, okay, shit. Like, who am I watching? Where are they? What did I miss? Like, there's that split second you might have missed something, or you're catching up, so you miss it. I hate that part.
You know, if they just did the standard side view the whole race, it's probably way better. I fucking hate the up close turn camera.
Dude, it's so annoying.
It's infuriating.
Yeah.
You can't see anything.
It's like the gate one. Like, they just zoom in on the guy in lane one sometimes, and you're like, what are we doing? Like, just give me an overall view of what's going on. So
the one good one, like on the start hill, if they do like a head on, is really good.
Yeah.
That's really solid. You can see who's winning down the hill. That one's cool.
Yeah. It was that last turn camera I hated. Yeah. Is that the one you're talking about?
Terrible. Yeah. That's one.
Oh my God. Way to ruin the last turn moves. Like, you can't see fucking shit.
You can't have that. You can't have that camera.
It was brutal. Like, the women's elite final.
U23
final. Like, there's shit happening in and out of the turn, and it's just switching angles to the point where I'm like, cool, I just didn't even see what happened till the results came.
Strap dynamite to that camera and blow it up and never use it again.
Dude, I'm pretty sure I saw too, it was some guy with a handheld, like a big handheld camera, like we're not going to call it a TV camera, but big TV camera, and he was just running and into the turn and then following the riders through. It was kind of jank, but also like kind of weird.
I think the last two straights, especially, you just have one steady cam from the side, you're good.
Yeah, it's all it needs. All it needs. So it's all I got.
But overall, I'd say the coverage was pretty good. It was kind of cool too. They added like where you could see the riders picking their lanes and stuff. That was pretty well done, I thought.
Yeah, the behind the scenes stuff. Yeah,
I like that stuff. Yeah. And I think for like if we get casual viewers, I think that's pretty interesting to see.
I think they like that. That's just kind of, I was skipping through a bunch because I was a little late to the viewing. I was, that's the part I'd always stop at just to see what people are doing, like how they're looking, to see their kind of interactions. Are they loose behind the gate? Are they a little tense, focused? Like,
yeah.
Any athlete can kind of relate and just be like, okay, what's this guy doing? Like, let's see what his demeanor's like.
Yeah. So let's talk about the video of that girl laying down in front of the gate.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to add in too quickly. The live feed. I was late for the live feed. We had a call in the morning. I was up early and then I went and had breakfast with my friends. I watched their place. So I didn't actually buy the live feed, but I went onto YouTube instantly and I saw like two people had like, must've screen recorded the whole live feed and just put it to YouTube. So I just watched it on YouTube. I don't know where you guys watched it. Or where you watched?
That's exactly what happened.
Okay, yeah. Was that everyone?
That's exactly what happened.
I was totally prepared the night before. I was like, I looked up Flow Sports. I'm like, this is where I'm watching it, and because I was like, it's probably not going to be live on YouTube by UCI or whoever was running it. So I was like, I'm ready to go. And then the morning when I was at a buddy's place, I was like, fuck, what do? I just flicked on YouTube and was like, hope and pray, and boom, somebody screen recorded the whole thing. Fantastic.
And Shibby, Shibby was live streaming the live stream. So people were watching that too.
Hell yeah. There you go.
Shibby was doing God's work for most people.
Yeah. Not all heroes wear capes. All right.
Not all heroes wear capes.
Let's talk
about the video of the girl I think it was a girl video of the girl lying down in front of the gate. And then the girl had to do the gate and like go around her and keep going. Did you see this video?
Yes. Yeah. 100% did. People were freaking out, messaging us, putting on a story. Yeah. I saw it.
So I didn't hear any context. What the fuck happened? Did she flip the gate and then just lay there, or what happened?
I haven't figured it out either, because the only video I keep seeing is the clip of it, of her on the ground and then the gate going and then it stops. Like, I don't see anything else. So I don't understand how that happens.
Dude, we need answers to what happened there and why the fucking gates started and stopped the call.
Somebody must have been sleeping, dude.
I guess you technically can't during the cadence, but it's like, there has to be something there that if the person flips the gate, you got to stop it.
That's a lie though, because you can stop it whenever the hell you want. It's a lie that they say like you can't, but that's only like the rules say once it goes quiet or whatever, once at the certain point of the call goes, you're not supposed to stop it for the race. But I mean, that's an emergency. Kind of. I mean, you're ruining like...
Yeah, you ruined a lap from someone else completely before it even dropped. Yeah.
I never even thought about this. This girl, was she, do you think she was in that gate that went, or was she from the race before? There's no way she's from the race before.
I don't know. I've had no contacts, and I had people send me the video, like, thinking it's outrageous. And I was like, I'm with you. I have no idea if it was the person before or the person in the gate. If it was the moto before, this is one of the most drop the ball things of all time. But I would have to think that she, I don't know, must have flipped the gate or something, fell from the 8-meter hill. Who the fuck knows?
I think it would be more understandable if she was in that race that went, and maybe like
you'd think so,
like she flinched, went over the gate, fell, and then like the gate call, like if it's in the pause, like that could have been a long pause. If it was in the pause or they just didn't have time to stop it, I mean the race runs on. Like that's just unfortunately that it would be part of it. It's ridiculous.
I think if someone flips the gate and they go in front of you before the gate drops, I think you gotta stop the gate.
Kind of have to.
I know there's the rule, like you can't, like you're not allowed to stop it, but like there has to be some sort of lenience to that. Like that, yeah. That kind of situation is ridiculous.
Imagine you're in four, the person in five flips the gates just right in front of you, and like you're in the gate looking at the lights, like you're gonna fucking move. Like
that's exactly what happened to that poor girl in the gate who couldn't even do a proper gate. She just rolled out, went around the chick, and kept going.
That is incredible.
Unbelievable. That was insane.
Someone was sleeping, I think. Somebody wasn't paying attention or just wasn't on the ball there. I mean, who knows what round or what moto there was. They're probably running so much that they just like round after round and they didn't realize like, oh shit. And then like it's too late when they finally realize or something, but that can't happen. Yeah. Can't happen.
Yeah.
So
I think we touched a bit on amateur racing last week when we did the preview show, but by the time we did it, some of the amateurs were done. But congrats to Barry Nobles, man. He rode great in Masters, winning Masters. He looked great.
Dude, he is the top of the class right now, like Vet Pro in the US. He runs the show. Masters, he ran the show. And even, dude, talk about a brick shithouse again. I've called him a brick shithouse before. It's because he is one. He took that crash in like one of his motos, and I saw after his arm was gashed open, dude. So he probably just taped that thing closed and just kept the day rolling, made it happen.
He's a fucking tough dude.
It's incredible. He really has
had some hard ass crashes. He just keeps getting up. He is one tough guy.
I still can't believe the one of like the Grands one. That's crazy to me, dude. The blows himself up like a couple weeks before Grands, blows his hand up, and basically just finds a way to like get it good enough to grab the handlebars, races just the race day he needs to race, wins the title. It's still wild. So he's a brick shit house.
Yeah. So congrats to him. That's really cool. Also, congrats to Chris Morales. He won 30-34 men. So it's funny. You start to see all these pros that used to, or these guys that used to race pro, like Barry and Chris, and start winning these classes. It's kind of fun to see. It's
kind of names that we start to recognize now more, hey?
Yeah, I know. It's cool.
Yeah, it is kind of cool. Like even the Vet Pro Final, I didn't realize, but like... Yeah,
Masters.
You know, sorry, Masters. Yeah, Masters Final. You recognize a ton of names. Like Kyle Evans was racing it, dude.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, so it's kind of cool, and I enjoy that now. Like, it's kind of seeing people that you recognize instead of just before, to be honest, it used to be like, damn, that guy's like an icon, or I don't know who the hell that is.
Yeah.
That was good.
All right, let's get into the pros. Let's start off at the top, Romain and Beth. Fucking dude. Outstanding. I know we touched on the beginning of the show, but let's start with Romain. Man, that dude was good.
Just like, I don't think he didn't drop a lap the whole time. Like, I mean, that's normal sometimes for a world's finalist or world champ, whatever. But like, the dude was on it. It didn't look like he hasn't missed a beat since the World Cup started.
Yeah, he just keeps getting better and better. He knows how to win now. He knows how to get the best out of himself. You know what I found interesting? He doesn't lean very far back in the gate at all. Most guys lean farther back, and he still generates so much speed going forward. It just goes to show how strong he is.
I think that's... I'm not going to say like completely new. I think that's new-ish, like because of the fast gate.
I was going to say it looked a little different from where he was standing before.
Yeah, like I think we've both trained with him enough to know like that's not, at least in the old, like, oh shit, one sec.
We're good over there?
Nope. I got to go. One sec. Nope. Fucking dude.
I'm gonna lose my mind, dude. I am going to lose my mind.
We almost had to stop. We almost had to stop the show.
We almost had to stop the show. My pager went off, dude. I got this janky old pager. So there's like, oh my god,
who uses my mind a pager right now. These days?
So we have pagers. Pager. We're paid on call, so we have pagers and an app on our phone to let us know when a call comes in, because it's paid on call. You're doing your day, and then So I have my little pager here. Mm-hmm. People on YouTube can see it. I got an old one though, because they ran out of the nice new ones for the other people. Anyways. I get these calls randomly coming in from Bowen Island, only on my pager. Nobody else gets this shit except for me on my pager, apparently. So, like, just
hey, we'll
there,
take it. We'll take it. You don't have to go.
Yeah. But anyways, so every once in a while, my thing goes off, and your heart starts racing because you're like, I got to fucking bounce. And then it's not.
Yeah, me. No, adrenaline surge.
Yeah. Ooh. Anyways, back to Romain. I don't remember him standing like that in the past, and I can only imagine it's because of the fast gate and maybe something him and Kurt. Sorry, who's he been working with? Kurt? Picard?
Kurt, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe some of him and Kurt have been working with, and clearly it seems to be working for him, eh?
Yeah, his starts were really good. Like, I think Joris popped out a bit ahead of him in the main, but he pulled him back like by the first or second jump or whatever and ended up hole shotting, obviously. So, yeah, super impressive.
That first jump, like down at the bottom of the hill over the first jump, that's where I feel like Romain is, like you say, learned how to win. Like, that's the spot, because I think Joris had a great gate as well. And like down to the bottom of the hill, it looked like he kind of tried to move over on Rome and say, hey, like, I got it kind of thing. And Rome was, I got to think he was like an elbow behind, but from the bottom of the ramp to the landing of the first jump, Romain like stayed in at full power. And then by the landing was clear and was like good to keep going and got him. So
yeah,
that was impressive.
So man, really happy for that dude. Over the years, he's steadily gotten better too. He went from like not making World Cup mains to making them to like being fast enough to win, to get on podiums, and just hadn't won one. Then he started winning World Cups. Now he's world champion. Cool.
What a workhorse too. It's a quiet workhorse. Like, I mean, everyone in the class is, everyone that races these at that level is, but like guy will just go in, do his work subtly, do what he needs to do, and then just move on. Like, yeah, workhorse.
And then just stayed really clean around the track, rode virtually mistake free, hit backsides, made it look quite easy, honestly.
Did you notice his little bobble into the second turn? Yeah, he went a little bit low, and like I think he kind of, I don't know if he singled, like just tagged it or double tagged it a little bit, kind of caught some air off the landing, and my instant was like, oh boy, here comes Joris kind of thing. But because like when you tag into the turn, you lose a little speed, and then it's like, okay, how are you going to keep your speed like so the other guy doesn't gain on you? But I think Pills was already battling with Joris, like they were already mixing it up in a way that like Romain didn't have to worry about a little bit. But I was concerned for a second when I saw it. I was like, oh boy, like you better get going, dude.
France with a clean sweep of the podium. What a fucking move by Pills in the first corner, dude. That was awesome. Dude, that guy is so fast. Pills is electric to watch.
He's your guy. He is absolutely
my guy. Dude, I love watching him race. He just has a cool style. Man, he's just, we got a situation. We probably might have to touch on it with the French Olympic team. I know we're a year out still, but we got a situation on our hands now. The Pills, I feel like a couple years ago, he stepped up. Last 2 years, he was good, but not quite the same level. And boy, has he stepped it up again.
Dude, no, I legitimately think we're going to need to touch in on this like every World Cup now, because
it's going to be very fluid.
What the fuck, dude?
I'm thinking if I'm picking now, I'm picking those three guys, unfortunately, for Sylvain and Rincarel. But yeah,
it's insane to say that. But yeah, it's like,
I know
they've been flying. They've been going real fast. Oh, it's like. Joris and Romain, easy picks for me. Mm-hmm. It's like, but then it's like, do you take Sylvain, who's just, you know, the guy, he's just had a kid, like another baby. So it's like, do you give him the benefit of the doubt that, you know, if it's like comes to this Olympics, like he's going to be fine. He's going to be back in like Sylvain form, even though, I mean, he was in form at the Worlds. He just had a crash and didn't make it this time. It's like, but it's like, then results are results. Like Bill's got second. What are you going to do? You're going to tell the guy who got second in the world and just beat out the other guys that it's like, oh no, sorry, we don't pick you. It's like, how? You can't do that.
Yeah. Well, it also depends what the criteria is. Like maybe it's only the year leading in. So I don't know.
Right. That's true. Actually, it's a good point too.
But yeah. Man, Pills has some fucking speed. Like he's still good enough to win too.
He is, dude. Yeah. I mean, tons of the races, like his starts are fantastic. He's consistent. He's around the track. He's fast. Like these French guys know how to make it happen, even if they don't get the start, like all of them. Crazy.
So for Joris, I believe that's 8 world championship medals he's won in his career now.
Dude, it's insane.
Is that right? I think it's 8.
Let's quickly go through it.
His first
so 2010,
2010,
2010, 2011, 12. And then he didn't 13, 14, 15, 16. 16. Yes, that's four.
Yep. 17. World,
17. Yeah. 18. Yep. Yeah. 19. No, we crashed the graph. 2020, there was none. 2021 was Papendal. And then last year and this year, I think it's eight.
Yep. Yeah. Holy shit.
Obviously, not including time trial. We're just talking about racing because he's won some in time trial also. So there's a lot of Joris Goat talk, and I think you can say he's the greatest of all time. The one thing he obviously hasn't won is an Olympic medal. And if you look at his Olympic like results on paper, they're not great, honestly, because he didn't make the main in London semis, and then he got motored in Rio because he crashed leading one and I think broke his wrist or something. And then obviously in Tokyo, he should have got bronze and slid out in the last corner. Super shitty. The one argument you could have is like, he hasn't medaled at the Olympics. If you compare him to like whatever Maris, Sam Connor, those, that group. But yeah. I mean, if you just look overall at everything, he probably is. No,
it's not a debate for me anymore. He is like, if somebody said, who's the go to BMX, I say him now instantly. I think a handful of years ago, I always liked it was Maris was the GOAT, and like Sam seemed to be the fastest, you know, of all time. And then Joris was just subtly getting these results, so we never really said anything. And then we did the decade in review show, kind of realized all the results that Joris had. And then after, like, yeah, okay, Olympics, sure, like a couple of the Olympics don't go his way. He slides out in Tokyo, shit. But like, you put that aside, I mean, you got a GOAT is like you're looking at everything. Like, you're not just looking at the one guy. So if you wanted to be like, oh, okay, well, Maris has two Olympic golds, but it's like, does he have all these world championship medals and as many US BMX titles? No. So the GOAT is like, to me, is overall. Joris has everything, dude, except for, yeah, cool, he doesn't have an Olympic medal, but he's got world championship medals after world championship medals after ABA titles or World Cup wins. It's like, when have you seen a race where Joris is like not competitive or not competing for a win?
Mm-hmm.
It's nuts.
Obviously, Maris has the two Olympic golds, which is just huge. Like, he went back to back Olympic golds, but kind of beside that, it's not even close to Joris, his career.
No, who would be the next? It's Sam Connor to me, like this is our era. We're only talking like our era, I feel like. But yeah, you look at Sam and Connor is kind of the next two for that GOAT.
You know what's wild? Connor doesn't have any world championship medals. That's fucking wild.
It's crazy. Yeah, that is nuts.
Like, he won two time trial, but I mean, talking about they like don't count these days, but they kind of don't count now, probably. You know what I mean? When considering,
yeah, I'm sure. Like,
I don't want to say they don't count because they do, but I'm just saying,
I know
it's not a thing anymore. So
yeah, I know what you're getting at. Like, if you're gonna put it on a resume, you're gonna put it on. If somebody asks you if you have a medal, you're gonna say, yeah, I have a time trial medal. But us talking about GOAT status and like talking about number of world champ medals, we're talking about racing.
Say relevant, probably. Maybe it's not as relevant as the race stats he has and stuff.
Yeah, which sucks because I think if they kept it going, it would be relevant. But because UCI and whatnot stopped time trials, it's just like,
yeah,
it's like, okay, cool. Well, that was a thing of the past now. And it's like, it happened for a cup of coffee.
Yeah. So. He doesn't have any world champ medals, which is wild. I mean, he's got Olympic gold, obviously, but he doesn't have any world champ medals, which is kind of wild. Crazy to think
about. He's been in the mix competitive at so many world's events too, which is nuts to think about.
What, three USA BMX titles, I think?
At least three. Yeah.
So he's got 17, yeah, probably, I think three.
17, 19 for sure. And 20?
Uh-huh.
17, 19, 20? Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And so I think Joris, I mean, Olympic gold is obviously fucking huge, but I think overall, yeah. I mean, eight world championship medals is pretty gnarly.
Dude, it's nuts. Yeah, eight world champs. He's like,
yeah, I think he is. He's the GOAT. I think regardless if he medals the Olympics or not next year, it kind of doesn't matter for his legacy.
For a guy to race the worlds, or like, yeah, worlds last year, get a medal, race this year, and it's like for him to almost be disappointed in getting a world championships medal, like your level is so fucking high, it's insane. Like, yeah,
and longevity. I mean, he's 32. His first world champ medal, he was 19.
It's not like it's just like, it's just happened like a couple times, dude. Like, this is, not even close.
Okay, so then I also wanted to bring this up. I know we haven't talked women yet. I think Elise is the go-to women's. So asked her, one sec, texted her earlier. One sec, let me scroll.
Take your scroll.
She said, 12 years of racing in League of Women, she's made all 12 finals and medaled in half of them. So she's got 6 of 12.
She made all 12 yeah, world six medals finals?
Yeah, and medaled in and got 6 medals, yeah.
So when was her first world champs elite? 2010? 2011?
2010? Mm-hmm, 2010.
2010, so that was Copenhagen. She made that. No, 2010.
And then she, South Africa, 2010, 14. 2010, 2014, 2016, 2017, 2019, 2023. And then she's like, I crashed or had a mechanical and metal positions in like 5 of the other 6 years. So
that's nuts.
I mean, it's tough because Marianne is obviously 2 golds and a silver at the Osho is fucking huge. But I mean, if you look overall, probably Elise's.
Yeah.
You kind of make the same argument as Joris.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess like Mariana has always been the clear goat because of her Olympics and then still having world champs and then still, it feels like the one time she went for the USA title, she won, but I know she went for more than that. It's just, that's always my thought process. But then it's almost like Elise makes it look too damn easy sometimes with some of her old results where you're like, you don't realize how many accolades she has, like her USA BMX titles. And then you talk about that, how many, like all those mains she made. She made all those mains.
And she's won, what, 2 world champs, I think? Is it 2? Rock Hill and Zolder?
Rock Hill. Zolder.
2, I think. Yeah, the rain race, 19.
Oh, yeah. Did she win that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she did. What am I thinking? Yeah, she won that. Yeah.
How many has Mariana won?
A couple?
2, 3.
2010. She won. No, sorry. 2011, she won. Then 14. Where is 14 again? No, she didn't win.
Won 14. In 2012. Did she win? Who won 2012?
No, that was
No, who the fuck won 2012?
Caroline?
I don't really remember.
That was Birmingham.
I think Caroline won in 2013. Australia and New Zealand. Did she win then?
Yeah, no, she won. Yeah, Caroline won in 2013. New Zealand. A French girl won 2012. French girl.
Manon Valentino. Was it Valentino?
No. We need to look this up.
Oh, it's fucking, I know. Was it? It was Letitia, wasn't it?
Yeah, let's go with that. That sounds about right.
Yeah.
That sounds more right. Yep.
Yeah, you can make the same argument for Al.
So let's case.
I mean, to be honest, though, Mariana's probably got a lot of world champ medals too.
I guess, but yeah, no. But if you look at all the wins that Elise has, you have to put her up there, dude.
Yeah.
Because she's, yeah, once again, like Joris, done it since the same time frame, been relevant and expected to win at all these events consistently. It's crazy. Yeah.
Al rode great too. Was in second, obviously got passed by Laura, but yeah, 6 world champ medal. And good racing for Laura too. Like stayed calm around the track, passed Al in the second half of the track and got on the podium. Really good job.
Really good. Yeah, they were. I feel like that was like a little bit of a bounce back for Laura. I felt like she was all in black with her kit and her bike. Like she had something to prove a little bit to me. Like I'm coming as like a little bit of a dark horse, but like I'm back, ladies. That's kind of how I felt. I don't know if anybody else felt the same. So that was cool. Yeah. And like I kind of, in her semi, she didn't win her semi. I think, Saya got her and I was kind of like, that sucks. Like I thought that was kind of her chance for Laura. Like if she won her semi, got lane 1 or 2, I thought she was going to be better off than being in the mid pack, which turns out that was a little bit correct, but she rode flawless still.
Yeah. And Bethany put on a clinic. She was just start to finish.
I wish I could have been there to just hear how electric the fans were when they called her name in the final, dude. That must have been sick. Like good stands, home crowd, everyone there is rooting for her. She's flying all day long. Like it would have been nuts.
Yeah. We're going to give a shout out to Ross Cullen. Went from a lad. He turned from a lad into a certified bloke. I feel like I called this one. I feel like I called this one, not even just beforehand, but earlier this year that he was going to be in the main and this would be like a bit of a coming out party to step up for him. And he delivered. Fuck yeah.
He absolutely became bloke. Yeah. He went bloke.
He's
mode.
A bloke now. Yeah. He's a bloke.
Ross Cullen, the bloke of GB.
But yeah, dude, he wrote great.
Flawless all day again, in my opinion, too. He was flying around the track. Great starts. I mean, guy was an animal out there, not taking anything, not taking any beef.
Looked very determined. Looked like he belonged up there with those top guys.
Yeah, there's, you see races sometimes where people, you just, it feels like they're bound to make the final. That seemed like one of the races for him.
So. Another guy I thought was really impressive was Leo Garayon. That kid's the real deal. Coming out of U23, making his first elite men world champ final. Legit.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like he had a lot of hype because, I mean, winning Worlds last year, winning World Cups, everyone's like, oh, like, I mean, I probably was in my head thinking like, yeah, cool, that's awesome, dude. But like, you've raced elite, you've won a year around in elite. Let's see you do World Cups and World Champs in elite. And for him to step up this year, be riding in as well as he has, and then like puts in a final and was competitive in the final, like mid pack from the out, he was competitive down the first straight from the outside. Like, he was impressive. Yeah, really good.
Yeah, starts were looking good. He was right with those guys down the hill in the laps.
He doesn't like give me the spark of like he's going to do something crazy around the track. Meaning like if you see Joris behind somebody, I every once in a while, I'm like, oh, Joris is going to maybe make a pass, catch him. Same with Carlos or someone like that. He doesn't really give me that yet. But maybe I just haven't watched him enough to see him make those moves. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe doesn't quite have that speed around the track that someone like that does.
Got to watch him more. I don't really, yeah. Dude, there's so many French guys in there. It's hard to watch just all the guys. Like, this is crazy. They were going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 at one point, dude.
Yeah, like Rain Carell ate shit earlier in the day and then still made the main and got, what, 5th or something? Do you have 5th?
Yeah, let me see here. 4th? Oh, no, Carlos passed him, so he gets a 5th, I guess.
I mean, kind of gets overshadowed, obviously, because the 3 French dudes swept the podium. Solid day for Rain Carell.
Unreal, dude, yeah. To go from the LCQ, I know it's a different even day of racing. Doesn't even matter. You got a bad lane pick after that, probably, into the next round. You make it out of that. You find some speed. Like, it's kind of cool. Like, that happens every now and again. This guy goes to the LCQ, makes it to the final. It's like, I don't know what it is when that happens, but it's pretty cool.
He's a world's assassin. He's always super fast at the worlds and performs well.
He kind of is, eh? And I feel like a lot of times he's kind of, yeah. I mean, he's had to deal with some injuries in the past, and it seems like he comes back for worlds and it's just flying.
Yeah, I know. Torres also back in business, like was screaming at the finish line across the semi in 4th.
He was,
But dude, man, that guy could come through and account still.
I'll be honest, that one completely shocked me. Wasn't even on my radar to make the final. That was a shock for me.
Speaking of which, him and Maturano, first of all, Thomas Maturano Jr. World Champs, fucking stud. I mean, I remember watching him at the Grands last year for the kind of the first time I really watched him ride. Man, this kid's legit. And yeah, really happy for him. Couldn't a nicer guy couldn't have won that class too. Just such a nice, polite kid with such a bright future. I don't know if you've seen his stories on Instagram, but dude, wherever he's back in Argentina, we're talking A-list celebrity. Him and Torres land at the, whatever airport they're at. And there's like people everywhere greeting them. There's fucking TV cameras, people holding up phones to take photos of them. And then he's like in a parade in whatever city he's in.
For real?
And he's meeting like the fucking, looks like the parliament members of, yeah, dude, like we're talking celeb status back home.
Oh my God. Yeah, no, I've paid attention to him because he raced in the US. He was flying last year at Grands. I've never even looked at his page before. I'm going to his page now. I'm looking at his story and there's some kind of parade going down the street. Is that for him?
Yeah, and dude, this kid, kid has the potential. This kid has the potential to be an international superstar in the sport with how fast he is, how well he performs under pressure, and how he has the ability to win big races, plus having already that kind of notoriety back in Argentina where, you know, it's a junior world title. Wait till he starts doing well in elite and with the Olympics and everything. Potential to be a massive name.
Dude, that's nuts. I didn't realize it was such a, like he was such a big deal back home or they knew him that much. When you race in the US, sometimes.
How cool is that? Dude, how cool is that?
Unbelievable. And that's, yeah, like you said, that's a junior world title. There, he's going to be massive if he does that in elite.
I came back with a, you know, world champ silver medal to Vancouver and I just had to pull my own bags out and wait for my dad to pick me up at the airport.
You're standing on the side, hunking under an umbrella, just, you know, out of the rain probably.
Yeah. Wow, we're in the wrong country, apparently.
Yeah, that's insane, dude. I'm just watching all these stories now. I know, idea. He's just hopping on the top of a fire truck. They're just ripping down the road. Like, what is going on?
I love how some of these countries, you're just a celebrity. You do well at races. And Canada is just so not that.
We're not even like on a radar of our city newspaper. I know. Can't get even in the local news of doing anything. Dude, that's
nuts.
And
obviously in the U.S. too, like, Elise came back to San Diego probably and she just, you know, got in her car and drove home.
Probably.
There's no one there. Yeah. It's wild. It's kind of crazy how it's just like so dependent on what country you're from that it's like that, you know?
I think it's very cool. Good for the sport. It's only going to grow in Argentina. That's for sure. And man, the guys there have done well for them, like for the sport for sure. Like Molina, Villegas, Torres now too, like giving the guys like that pathway to get in there. Insane. I can't wait to see what this guy does moving forward in U23 and then elite.
I know, man, he's a fucking stud.
Yeah.
First year junior too. Hey, first year junior. So he can go back to back and be the first person since Sam to do it.
He's first year junior.
Yeah. So I think only Sam's ever done it. I could, and he has the potential to do it too. That's pretty badass.
Damn, boy, that's going to be sick.
That's dope, huh?
Really cool. Torres obviously has a kid now too. So pretty cool. Dad made the world's final again.
Daddy's making it happen.
And he's been a little bit off the radar the last few years. I feel like maybe because of that, maybe because of other stuff. I don't know. And that was pretty good to see him back.
A couple of surprises. Neek and Kai obviously not making the main. I think everyone expected them to be in the show. But I mean, there's just, obviously it's the world champs. There's not enough room for everyone. They got kind of balled up and put up or whatever. And yeah, that's all she wrote.
Kind of sucked for Kai, I feel like, in the sense of, sucks for both of them, obviously. But I was, his race, I remember him kind of like, he messed up on the second straight and then just launched himself off the track. And it's like, it sucks because he's a last half of the track guy in the sense that if he's not in the mix already, like expect him to be making a move to be in the mix by the finish line. So we didn't even get to see that part of him because made a mistake and launched himself off the track. So that was too bad.
And hats off to him. I saw a lot of posts on Instagram that he stuck around for quite a while in the stands and signed autographs for a lot of people. Obviously he's a superstar over there in GB too.
Yeah.
So really cool that he took the time to meet with a lot of people, and I'm sure he was disappointed.
Yeah. Good for him. That is cool. And that's the kind of thing you need in the sport in the sense of him. He's like, the amount of people that probably want to see him and see all that.
Shout out Manon Veenstra making the main in elite women. Feel like she probably wasn't on as many radars this year as she maybe was last year and whatever with how well she's doing. But yeah, put it together when she did and shows she's still a top woman in the world. Fuck yeah. Good job on the top eight.
Yeah. I think, we were talking before the show that it was like last year, the other year, she was the dark horse coming in. This year didn't have the same kind of juice as she had before. But dude, she's just a main event. She's a main event maker at some of these big races, eh?
She is. And she can do it repeatedly. It's not like it's out of the blue. Good on her.
Yeah, no, it definitely isn't anymore.
Looking at the main list, I think the women's was pretty much as expected. I would say probably Molly didn't make the main. I think that was probably one of the few who you'd think would have, but pretty much everyone else did.
Molly and Merrill. Yeah. Molly and Merrill.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's not like any of the women in there were like unexpected at the same time. I think it was just
exactly.
There's now in the women's class, there's definitely more than eight women that can make the final that are that competitive.
I think we probably we expected the other six, but Molly and Merrill were probably the two that we called that didn't make it.
Yeah. Kind of too bad for obviously Manon, but and Zoe too. I mean, race goes down, they crash after the first jump, but just don't even get to be part of the race after.
I know, that does suck.
Early crash that like does. That. Like, God damn.
I think Zoe will win the world at some point. I don't know when, but I think I kind of have no doubt she'll be world champion at some point in her career.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think so too.
You know, it's cool. So Beth and Saya were in lanes one and two. They were battling a junior together. It's always fun to see two riders battling junior together and then do it in elite battle for world title in elite.
I totally didn't even realize that. That's crazy.
Yeah. And Rock Hill, they're battling for the junior world title together. And now they're 6 years later, lanes one and two in the elite women's main.
Oh, that's sick, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like if anybody could have told them like, hey guys, like, yeah, cool. You're doing this now, but in 6 years time, you're going to be doing it again in a different place in elite. Like you wouldn't even believe that. Couple of notable shout out Lazabear making the final again. Just good form, looking great out there. Made it happen. That was awesome to see.
Yep.
Carlos.
Yeah.
And the guys. I feel like he's been off my radar a little bit. Obviously, you always expect him to be making moves in the race days, but for some reason coming in just hadn't seen much from him, and I don't think I called him for main, but dude got in there like he does. Mixing it up, making moves, passing people. I think he passed like two people down into the last turn. So that was pretty good.
Yeah. No, he rode great. Did Carlos things as usual.
Yeah. I love watching him. So
yeah, he's awesome.
Sucked for Sylvan. Hey, big crash out kind of early. I'd say, I know it's only scary. Semi, but
scary crash too.
Yeah. Was it as gnarly as kind of, I'm thinking it was, I remember watching it and then it was semi and I was skipping ahead. So I didn't double watch it.
Yeah. Hit. Yeah. Scary crash. Hit his head pretty hard. Hope he's okay. I think he is, but yeah, it was pretty hard crash.
Kind of when I remember watching it, thinking that I was like, damn, it's getting tight down the hill. Knowing Sylvan, I'm like, he's not going to back down, but I was like, somehow Sylvan's just going to ride out from it. That was the time he doesn't, of course. Like that was the one moment he just somehow it was too much. And yeah, that was sucked.
Yeah.
Was that with Maye? I think it was Maye, right?
Yeah, Maye whole shot at that one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, Maye whole shot at that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyone else we missed?
Let's just, any other, of course.
I mean, probably, but.
The Swiss guy won. He dominated U23 pretty well. That was cool. I was expecting Rico to win. Didn't see him in the form.
That was a bit of a surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a bit of a surprise. Yeah.
Yeah. So I for some reason, I didn't feel like he was in the same form as we saw him at other times this year, which kind of sucks. So it's like, I don't feel like we got to see his best, but the guy came through. He passed a couple of people like in and out of the last turn to get a podium still. So that was pretty sick. But that Swiss guy, he's going to be a threat moving into elite, clearly. He seems pretty good.
Yeah. Jill Bruner too. He rode really well. I think a fifth in the semi, but he rode great.
He stepped it up a ton in the last couple of years, eh?
Yeah. So close to the world champ final, like kind of low key, but super fast.
I wish I could see the semis again, cause it always sparks my brain when I'm thinking about things. Yeah. How about the other junior classes? Junior classes, E23 classes. French, of course, a French girl wins in one of the junior U23 classes. Like that's just a staple.
Tessa Martinez, yeah.
Yeah, she's good. That was a good move in the first straight down into the turn.
But overall, elite racing was great. Worlds always delivers, and yeah, it was awesome to watch.
We got a shit ton of quick questions from the grandstands. Should we do them now?
Yeah, let's get to some questions from the grandstands here.
I got them all this time because there's like, what?
1, 2, 3, 4. All right, go for it.
All right, I'll start from this side. Thoughts on the first straight drone footage? Wasn't a huge fan, not because of the artisticness of it, but because of the switching of the cameras. I didn't like that.
Yeah, I didn't love it. Do you think Glasgow still needs some fixing for amateur or pro straights, or is it fine now? I think it's good.
Yeah, I think it's fine too.
Yeah.
Deo 27 says Beth is the GOAT because we talked about GOAT status. Dude, she's going to throw herself into the GOAT status just off world champs and Olympics soon.
Yeah.
Like she doesn't do the USA races. She doesn't do enough of that stuff to have the elite kind of accolades, but her accolades that she has are like the best of the best, dude. It's insane.
I know. Yeah. Romain Main 57, is the new generation finally taking control of the elite class? I wouldn't say so because you still have like Joris and Elise and them.
And Sylvan. Like these guys. Yeah. I don't know. We always think it's like a new wave's going to come in, I feel like, but it's always like a blending in. It's never like one wave, I think.
Yeah.
John Kirby, where can I watch the 2024 World's official practice? Funny guy. What place would Kai have got if he didn't crash in the final? That's from Cohen BMX. I have no idea.
I mean, Kai?
Yeah, Kai White.
He didn't make the main.
As you said, if he didn't crash.
Who knows? I don't know.
Who knows? I got this one. Carson Piper. Thoughts on gate 2 being rigged? I saw quite a few people having problems in that gate.
I saw that one.
It's not a...
from Matt?
Lane 2 is like statistically not a great lane for some reason.
From Adam Coker 228. Do you know the story behind Mariana always wearing gloves that don't match? I don't, but I think it's cool she does that. She's always done that.
She has for I'd love to find out.
And a white one or whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you skip a bunch? We got a bunch of bad ones, don't we?
Yeah, I just skipped them all. That one sucked. How long from Mason James 381? How long before Ross Cullen gets his first win? I think he's got some work to do before that, but I think he'll start making some more mains.
I think I could. When we were talking about predictions of like which guys can win a world champs in the future. I think Ross could be one of those guys now. Once now that he's bloke mode, it'll be really interesting to see how he does moving forward. A little extra confidence, knowing he's made a world final. Yeah, that'd be cool.
From Sebas 404, why did Romain race with a different jersey? Isn't the national jersey mandatory for worlds? I didn't even notice that. Did he wear a different jersey?
Hold the phone.
I noticed in one of the races, like in the final, like there was obviously four French guys going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, basically five of them. And I remember being like, is one of them wearing a different jersey? Like something looked weird. I don't think it's Romain though. Let me just look, unless it was Maillet. There is a difference though, because like some guys have a number on the back, some guys don't. Okay, so Joris and Romain wearing the same one. Pills looks like he's wearing the same one. It's like, I think it's Rincarel maybe wearing a different one. Kind of weird. Hold on. Waiting for this damn drone footage to change. I think Jeremy doesn't have a number on the back, so I think that's what makes his look different. I think they're all the same, though.
I think they're all the same, too.
Yeah, they look all the same. The different pants obviously make them look weird, though. Like look different. Mm-hmm. Not weird.
Yeah.
Anyways. Eli Shaw, where does Bethany fare on the women's goat discussion? So she's getting herself in there.
Mm-hmm.
Did any rider do worse than you thought they could have in the elite final? From Brody Deardorff.
I mean, it's the final. Yeah. You could run it a couple times and people might get different spots.
Yeah.
From Caitlin McNeil, thoughts on Dylan Tremmel's LCQ? That was fucking wild. I forgot about that. We gotta
talk about that. Oh, dude, that I was having insane. A laugh at that. That was incredible.
Dude bumps him off the track. Then Dylan gets up on the other side of the corner, comes back on the track. They hit again, crash again, and then he gets up and makes it. What a legend. You know what? Keep grinding. Just keep getting up.
Never stop until you cross that finish line, folks. Like, that's just a lesson to be learned right there. That was awesome. Dude, yeah, that was so that was hilarious legit. To do. I when somebody sent it to me, I started watching it and I was like, oh, cool blast. That's too bad. Haha, that's funny. And then I kept watching, like, oh no. Oh no. That would be so tough if, like, to both be down like that. Oh man.
Yeah. I know. That was good.
What do you think best move of the weekend? What do you think the best move of the weekend was?
Pills's in the first turn was good.
This guy says, any answer other than Bias's overtake is wrong. That was on the first day, I think. In the eighth, maybe? He had a good pass, I remember. Really. I mean, that's just...
Yeah.
Bias does that. Legit.
And yeah, I think it's the only good ones we got, yeah?
Yeah, there's a ton, though. There's a ton, but some poor. We'll just say poor. What a world champs.
All right. What a world champs. Thanks to ProGate Europe for putting on a fantastic show. World champs. Just having the fucking best gate ever. Winning starts the great gate.
Absolutely great gate. Go get, if you want to get a gate like Romain, if you want to get a gate like Bethany, go get a ProGate Europe. Your track can afford it. They'll figure out a way. You can always find a way.
Yeah. All right, folks. Thanks for listening. Thanks to the people in the YouTube chat. Thanks to the people listening around the world. Remember, snap on green.
Snap on green, everybody.
Yeah, well, what's this friggin' podcast all about? I don't get it, man. Coffee chatter?
Get off my back, guys. You have to defasten the track.
I hate that guy.